All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. Who are we talking about today, Alan?
Mike, we're going to talk about Mad Michael Anthony. Yeah, he was the rhythm guy, basically, for Van Halen, playing the bass guitar.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Dave got all the accolades for his stage presence and glamour and all that type of thing.
Doing splits and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Eddie gets all the chatter for his guitar acumen.
And then there was Mike Anthony. What's your name again?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But he put on a good bit of music, had an enormous career with Van Halen. But after the 1984 album came out, right before they're ready to go on stage in support of that album, the three boys come up to him and ask Michael to sign a contract, waving away all of his music rights to the 1984 album and merchandise sales.
Huh.
Yeah, so Michael was 20% owner, and a manager of the group was one-fifth, along with everybody else having one-fifth possession of the royalties. Noel Monk, the producer-manager guy, suggested that he wouldn't have signed it and would have advised Michael against it, but he wasn't there. Mike regrets that he didn't get the opportunity to speak with Eddie prior to Eddie's passing and put everything under the bridge. He did get the opportunity to speak with Wolfgang, which is Eddie's son. Yeah. They patched everything up. Michael went on stage with Wolfgang in Las Vegas, the House of Blues, for a concert up there. So
happily ever. Tell me it's happily ever after.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, in addition to working with Sammy Hagar in Music Endeavors, he's got a hot sauce deal. But also, he's raising money for Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Right.
He had lost a two-week-old grandson to cancer.
Right.
And so there's memorabilia on his website if you want to travel over there and support that cause.